Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Please help me. I need a place. I was wanting to place an order just for the gummy pills to lose weight by Giselle Bundchen. I saw it online. And when you go to order that, it adds on a bunch of other stuff you don't need, like a pill caser. I don't need that. I don't need to cleanse, and then I forget what the other thing was that I have. Oh, a timer or something on your wrist. I don't want those items. I just want the fat pills because my bill, I want to see if you can not charge it yet. It hasn't been charged to my account. Is 103, and all I wanted was just the fatty gummy pills. Can you help
What
me,
is
please?
your zip code?
75460.
Thank you. And the
Sure.
name associated with the account?
Yes, Elizabeth, middle initial A, last name Ellis, Ellis.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your address?
Sure. 3325 West, and you can abbreviate West, Kaufman Street, Paris, Texas, 75460.
And the email address.
All lowercase letters, it's pdray1@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Sure, no, not a problem. And pardon me for talking your ear off, but it kind of misleads you because it says you're ordering, place your order for the pills, right? The gummy pills. And then on the bottom, it shows another item and it says, whatever, purchase now or whatever. But it looks like it's saying purchase your pills, but it goes on to product. And then before you know it, your bill's 103. And I'm like, no way, I can't, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, you just have to decline the offers for the other things that you don't want. Let's see here.
If we can do that, have you charged my card already?
Everything's been charged, but I'm going to void out the charges for what you don't want.
Right,
Which
correct.
is the, are you sure you don't want the cleanse? Because that can be very helpful in eliminating any toxins from your body.
What are they? Are they like what form do they come in?
Oh,
It's like
of
pill
the,
or gummy bear or whatever other choice. Is it a pill?
oh, the
Or
cleanse,
yeah.
is, sure, that's got to be tablets, I would imagine.
And what price do those have?
Okay, so with the product that you ordered, the terms of the offer indicate that you must cancel, you know, so your trial starts the day you place your order, and you have a 7-day trial. And you must cancel within your trial period, or at the end of your trial, you'll be charged the let's see, for this product, $94.95 for the product, and then enrolled into the subscription-based service with the product being mailed out to you once every 30 days until you call to cancel, and you may cancel anytime.
I no. It's getting too complex. First of all, when you read from it, I don't know what all you have there on your screen, but it says you get what's her name will send you the first trial bottle complimentary, and all you're paying is two something, $2 and something cents for shipping. That's what I want. I don't want all that other stuff. I don't need it.
Right, I understand. But you've still ordered the product on the trial basis, so you still have those same terms, you know. So just, you know, just
Well,
to.
but is it? But what, I thought it was free. Why am I being charged all those other things?
Because, well, no. The other thing, I mean, okay, so outside of the other things I'm gonna, you know, I could go ahead and void the charges for the cleanse, the fit tracker, fitness tracker, and the personal blender. You know, I
Yes.
can wait. No, I can't. How in the, I can't.
Oh.
I can actually because they're already in
Either
ship.
that or, I'm sorry.
they're already in shipped status.
No. Well, because I don't want them.
Well, because they're in shipped status, I can't stop them from going out.
Oh, come on.
I really can't.
Well, yeah, but can you put that money back on my card?
No. Because
I don't need them, sir. I'm not going to use them. I'm going to throw them away. It's a waste. I have no use. I'm a senior citizen. And my doctor approved that I just get, because I emailed him per Giselle Bundchen's ad on those gummy bear things, and he said he approved it because I'm a cancer patient, so I want to make sure it's something that I could get a take.
Right.
And he said that was fine. So again, I'm repeating myself. That's all I want. I don't want the other things. I want the money put back, like you said. It's already been shipped on my card. So how are we gonna fix this? Do I have to cancel the whole order and then start again?
We can't cancel the order at this point because everything is already in shipped status.
So answer my question: how will I get my money back? Do I have to send this stuff back? And because
there are no returns. So,
crap. Boy, they should really screw you on this, man.
With the charge, yeah. I'm not saying yeah they screw you. What I'm saying
pardon my French. I'm upset because I don't want those things.
Well, I mean, think about it.
I just want the gummies.
Right. I understand that. Of course, I understand that.
So how are you gonna fix it? Since you understand what I'm saying.
Okay, so with the charge for the personal blender and the fitness tracker, as a courtesy, I could provide you with a 35% refund of the charges for those products.
No, sir, I don't
I
want
can provide
them.
You with
and
a,
it's,
I
no,
can provide,
I don't want, okay. no, I don't want I, them. I want my money back.
I
and
can
it
provide,
says on there that once you get the product, if it doesn't work for you, or you don't like it, or you don't want it, you get a full refund.
I could provide you with a 50% refund on those two products.
Well, yeah, then that gives me my money back, right? Not really, because it would be 100%. Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, I mean, think about it. You could still use those items to help you.
I don't need them. I'm not going to use them. I already have the tracker watch, and I don't need that other thing, the blender. I have a blender. I don't need that.
I could provide you with a 75% refund on those charges.
No, it's not going to work. It's got to be 100 or nothing at all. Because that's what your policy states. If you read it, that's what she says. 100% back refund. And you're building it up from 50 to 75 to... No. I don't want it. No.
Okay, let's see here. So never mind. I was just going to say, I mean, technically, if you receive the personal blender or the fitness tracker, say you already have a fitness tracker and a blender, well, they would make great gifts for someone else who doesn't have a fitness tracker
a
blender.
No. The answer is no. No. I don't know anybody that would need those items anyway, so no, I'm not going to get stuck with them.
Why did they have to move to... If they hadn't moved to ship status so very quickly, it would have been...
I know, it doesn't make sense. This was just a couple of hours ago.
Right, it would have been easier for me to go ahead and handle this without you receiving the... Because... I don't think this is going to be able to be stopped from being able to be sent out unless, let's see. Okay, okay. Because it hasn't been only a tracking number, but that means that if they have a tracking number, they probably already fulfilled the order. So it's too late, because if they have a tracking number, then they can't take the address. We can't have because what we would do normally to prevent a package from being mailed to somebody who doesn't want it.
This is ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous. No, I want a refund. That's crazy.
Well, okay,
what you're telling me is that you're going to send me this stuff let me finish. You're going to send me this stuff, and I don't want it already. I told you no, and no means no. And you're figuring out a way to get me to keep this stuff so you don't have to go back and cancel the whole thing. Well, that's what I'm asking as a customer to do.
I understand.
I
understand.
Don't want those products. I do not.
I understand. I understand.
I want my money.
You've made that very clear. This is something
well,
that
how are
you,
you gonna
and
fix
I,
it?
You and well, that's what I'm working on is trying to figure out what we can do because what we're looking at right now, what we're looking at.
Ridiculous.
Well, I mean, think about it if you had a bit. Think about it. Think about the fact that if you had a business and your business
I do.
Was okay, so you have a business and someone orders a product from you, and when you receive that order,
and they
comes
don't
in,
want it, they send it back and they get a full refund. That's
okay,
the
well,
American logical, honest way to go about this.
Well,
and that woman on there, she states on there when you go to request it.
I'm not even
she
gonna.
She gives you. I well, I'm sorry, you're getting annoyed and upset with
I'm
me.
I'm not getting
but
annoyed and
understand.
Upset. I'm just saying that I don't want to put the responsibility. I'm not going to put the responsibility on myself for allowing you to receive the products for free. In regard,
is there a supervisor
without,
or somebody
yes,
above
that's
you
what
I can
want,
talk
that's
to?
That's what I'm trying to get
please,
to. I'm trying
please,
to get to the point where I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor who can make
Thank
that
you.
Supervisorial decision in regards to how to proceed with this. Because as it is,
supervisory, but anyway, well, that's fine. I'll wait to
as
get
it
that
is,
person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know
because,
you can't do
yeah,
it. Okay. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, because what I'm just getting at is just that the fact that if I were to issue you the refunds on the products, then they would be mailed out to you and you would receive them for free, you know, so that would be, you know, that's not necessarily good for the company. So rather than me issue the refunds because the products are already in, you know, shipped status. I mean, what can we do? You know, we can't stop the order from going out. Otherwise,
my question
I'd be more than
again
happy.
Is one since that's already happened, obviously, which is ridiculous. Number one, what happened to the free bottle that she gives, and you just pay shipping and handling? What happened to that part?
You do. You pay the shipping you pay the shipping and handling to receive the trial of the product.
$2.65 compared to $103.
Well, that would be because when you were going through the order process, you didn't decline the offer for the upsell.
Well, I did not know, and when I went through it, it didn't say that. I know how to read, and I order on the internet. I'm a well-educated woman, so trust me. It had nothing to do with that. It's the way it's set up. And you have to go through it yourself, and then you'll see how you get trapped into buying those other products. She's saying she'll get Giselle Bunchland. She's saying, I'll give you a trial bottle. And all you do is pay shipping handling. If you pay with a MasterCard now, you get $2 less off your shipping handling. It was $4.65, so it should be $2.65. But then on
no,
right underneath that,
the shipping and handling is
give me
actually
a supervisor. I'm tired of repeating this. This is ridiculous.
No,
somebody's got to help me because I'm not going to get ripped off.
No, what I was going to say is the shipping and handling is $6.95. So when you get the $2 off, it reduces it to what you paid, which is $4.95. This is
that's not what it says on there. On there it says $4.95, and then you get the $2 off. But that is fine. I will live with the $4.95, not the other products. I want the fund 100%. So when they're shipped, you said there's nothing you can do about it. They're already shipped. When I get them, I'm sending them back because I don't want them.
Okay.
So send me a return label. All I want is a bottle of those gummies for losing weight. That's all.
Yes, and that's going to be a trial. There's a trial period that I mentioned. It's a 7-day trial
that's
period.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll be on
okay.
the trial for the gummy bears. That is fine. I want the other amount put back on my card. I don't know how much clear I need to make that because you keep bouncing back and telling me, well, but then this, well, but then that, well, I can't do this, but if I did that, but this. So who can do something and fix it,
yeah.
please?
I'm going to get you over
to and I'm getting very upset now.
Okay, that's
it's
fine.
It's not good for my blood pressure. No, it's not fine because it's not
okay.
good for my blood pressure.
Well, ma'am, I apologize that you're getting very upset, but as you can see, I've been very
because you can't help me. Find me somebody that can. A
okay,
supervisor,
ma'am.
Somebody that can make a decision and get this done, a concise decision. This is a ripoff telling me, well, you know, if what we're doing is if you get the products and I cancel the order, you get them for free. No, not as we speak right now because it's been charged to my card now. $103, and that's not what it says. You're very misleading, and we've already gone through this. Are you there?
I'm here. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm waiting on a supervisor.
Yeah. I'm going to get you over to a super, or yes, ma'am, would be more proper. Yes, ma'am, I'm just going
Thank
to get
you.
you over. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to customer service. It's my pleasure to assist you, and I would ask that you please hold.